The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello, besties.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to this week's episode of
Wait.
What were we talking about?
That was so good. Okay.
Everyone always tells me how much they love that we do that. And I'm just like, thanks, guys. Oh, wait, it was really impromptu and it just started. Yeah.
Cute.
How are we doing on this?
Ooh, can I add? I have a special guest here today.
Of course.
Taylor.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Come say hello into the microphone. I know you can't really hear anything, but just say hi.
Hello.
Hey, sister. That was actually our listener of the week.
Yes.
Shout out to the listener of the week.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'm glad she's here. All right, so should we jump in to...
I think we got some stuff to talk about.
Hot topics this week, guys.
What is topics?
What topics?
Yeah, we've got Ariana Grande. Miss Ariana.
This one's as hot as the sun. Eternal sunshine.
Ooh, hot as the sun.
That's a good one. I need to watch the movie. I have not seen it, but makes me want to now. I watched a music video for one of the songs she released today. It was so good, and it was with Evan Peters.
What movie are you talking about?
The Eternal? I was like, there's a movie?
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. That's what the album's based on. Yes!
I thought it was based on Dalton Collins.
I mean, well, probably
yes,
no.
That's what it's about.
Guys, so a little bit of Ariana lore.
I know the movie of the Eternal Sunshine, but...
I wasn't even looking, and I'm like, you guys are laughing. I was like, did I say something funny?
I just looked at Olivia's face, and we were both lost.
It's based on the movie.
I knew the movie, but I was confused. Okay, wait.
Yeah, because she's I used to kind of follow her a bit, but she's like obsessed with Jim Carrey. I think she has like tattoos.
Oh, yes.
So she loves him, loves that movie. And the whole concept of the movie, right, is like erasing someone from your memory who you loved and like you're no longer with. So I was like, guys, her newest music video.
So she's
her
a
music
poet.
Video, it was called We Can't Be Friends in brackets, Wait for Your Love. It was a music video with the concept with Evan Peters.
Yeah.
It was very good.
King.
I saw a clip of it on Instagram she posted. I like that song. I think that one's one of my favorite ones on the album.
Yeah, I liked it too. Well let's talk about initial thoughts.
Did you listen to it, Olivia?
I did. I listened to the whole thing this morning.
Period. So did I.
Oh, great.
It's giving pop icon slay, except not as like poppy as I think people like expected her to be. Because like Yes And was like a complete 180 difference from the rest of the album.
I'm gonna bite, like rip your head off type of thing. Like, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, Yes And, like, don't come for me. Like, she was feisty in that one.
But I genuinely think, like, I think it is a very good album. Mm-hmm. I think, like, lyrically, it is great. Like, I think she really conveyed her emotions well. There's for certain few songs where she definitely conveyed her emotions very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it was really good. And I feel very bad for what the media has done to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and I guess the truth comes out in this album as to what the actual truth
that's
is.
That's crazy.
It's an interesting thing I know about her, because the whole thing is I know when she started dating Dalton, I guess when they got married, I think they both signed, like, NDAs where if they were to divorce or break up, they cannot speak about each other. And then Taylor sent me a meme on Twitter today that was the... He didn't say I couldn't sing or whatever from
so good.
From Victorious.
No, and it's her line too, which is even better.
That is iconic.
She sang and she sang that. And she cheated on her apparently. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Can't believe it.
When I watched the clip of the We Can't Be Friends, you know, if you watch like a reel, once you finish the video, like the top comment shows up on your screen. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it was Jonathan Bailey being like Anthem in all caps, and I was like,
correct.
First of all, correct, and also King. Yeah, and I was like, no, I actually adore their little friendship.
Yeah, they're buddies. Well, because I remember the first picture that came out when she was not wearing her wedding ring, she was with him. That was that like tennis thing. That was everywhere. Oh. And then I remember I was like, no, she's just probably getting it cleaned. And then sure enough, next day, her and Dalton are getting divorced, and I was like,
because there was that one. That one video that she did for like REM Beauty or something, and she wasn't wearing her ring in it, and she was like, I'm just getting the ring clean, don't worry guys, I'm not getting divorced, don't worry. And I'm like,
I was thinking about that earlier. Oh my god,
the duality.
That's crazy.
Well, it's an interesting thing for me to think about, because I mean, we really don't know people, because I think we all thought Dalton might have, oh man, it just didn't work out. Oh, well, seems like
so he cheated on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she say, that's what... did she say that in the interview, or she actually doesn't say it? She just...
Let me go through the lyrics.
It's something along the lines of, like, she would be, like, she would cry, and, like, she would turn up the TV to, like, drown her out.
Yes, that was the craziest line on the album. Here's the line. The line, now we play our separate scenes. Now she's in my bed, laying on your chest. So that was from the song Eternal Sunshine. But then later in the song, I think she says, now he's in your bed laying on my chest, which I was like, what? But she said, like, I showed you all my demons, all my lies, yet you played me like Atari. Great line, by the way. Good line.
I know, she snapped with that.
But, it doesn't seem like,
Faithful. Yeah.
And they can't talk. Hey, they can't talk about it because I guess they signed contracts, which is such a weird thing to think about.
That's tough.
I mean, I understand it, though. Like, it's unfortunate.
It's also probably to protect her, honestly.
Yeah.
It was definitely not made to protect him. It was definitely made to protect her.
Yeah. Because you also think, like, that's her significant other, right? So, like, if she's working on any projects or anything, like, he's probably the one that she would confide in. So it's definitely just to also protect her legally, too. Mm-hmm. Not saying, like, I would like to assume that he's not the kind of person that would, like, release all her secrets, but you really never know.
Really never know. My problem when I listen to music for the first time is that I just kind of listen to it and it does not actually resonate with me whatsoever.
I do the same
thing. And then the more I listen to it, then I'm like, oh my god, so I definitely was not listening to lyrics and more just listening to overall vibes the first time, so I so missed those lines. I'm gonna have to listen again and be more in tune. I also like the song Bye. The title's funny. Bye.
I liked the transition. I'm gonna say there was one song that disappointed me because it was the intro, End of the World, because I thought she was sampling that song, End of the World, because I have it on my playlist for my thesis, The End of the World by Skeeter Davis. It's a really nice, it's a really beautiful, like, kind of love song. Just like, yeah, it's the end of the world without you is the whole thing. So that's what I assumed. But nope, she's like, she's kind of, what is she saying?
That it was so short, I was really lost.
Yeah,
it
ended I was kind of bummed with that one, but it was still good. But the standouts for me, I really liked the song Imperfect for You. I think that was my favorite. It made me sad. But Eternal Sunshine, the song, she can write a title track. Ariana?
Yeah.
Every title track I think she's ever done, I've loved. Those are probably my favorites, I guess.
First of all, just shout out to Nona. Love her.
Oh, that was Ordinary a great things. One.
Shout out Nona.
Yes. That was a good one.
But the other one that I think I resonated with a lot was I Wish I Hated You. Because it really just, she hits.
She does.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Just the title.
Yes. Because it's true. Like, I feel like, at least from my personal experience, you know, past relationships I've been in, whatever, it's like, I find it hard to hate, no matter how dirty I am done, I find it hard to hate people that do me wrong.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
you always find like a reason to give them the benefit of the doubt, even when you know there's no doubt to be given, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Oh, I will say the song The Boy Is Mine Too, which, by the way, to add to the intro thing, I wish she did it as a cover, that song, because I thought The Boy Is Mine I thought The Boy Is Mine was gonna be like the same thing, not a cover, but and when she said it was like similar to it, it wasn't. I was listening to it and I was like, because I thought that would have been good, but also it's good to maybe leave the song alone, so I'm kind of conflicted.
Interesting.
I don't know, none of it stands out really yet. I need to listen to it again, but people online saying it's her best album, you can't say it's someone's best album when you've just listened to it. You're excited. Give it a month.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think people are probably excited because it's her first album in, like, what, 4 years or something?
So, it's a grand return for her. It's definitely good, I think.
A grande return.
excuse me.
Okay.
I'm so mad. No, it was good.
That's funny. I found it, there was a good flow. Like, it was all similar but different, but it just, like, all fit the vibe. Like, the vibe was there. Mm-hmm. The vibe was
perfect. That's what I thought, too. I like the album cover.
Yes.
I think it's cute.
Simple. I like it. I like her blonde hair. I think it's nice.
Oh my gosh, and I saw a clip. She was talking, you know how like Apple Music does those interviews with artists and they like drop.
With Zane Lowe?
Yeah. They drop like the day of or whatever. I saw a clip from it and she was saying that she has a completely different almost relationship or like feeling around music after Wicked. And I don't think that's necessarily just because of, like, Wicked, like, being a musical or whatever, but I think it's, like, her headspace. It's, like, obviously she was definitely in not a great time before the movie started. And, like, with, like, her husband, obviously, like, if you're going through a divorce, you're definitely not doing well. Yeah, like, I think she's come at it. She's just said, like, she's in such a better place and, like, has a better relationship with making music. And I think that's, like, it definitely shows in the album.
Yeah.
Because she was just, like, speaking. She just had a better time with it.
It sounds so different from what we've heard from her in, like, a long time. Yeah. So I think that's also why people are like, oh, my God, like, if she's back to her quote-unquote roots, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. Go, Miss Grande.
Yeah, I mean,
We're here for you, girl. We support you on this podcast.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. I was very, I'm not going to lie, I was very nervous when I saw the title, The Boy Is Mine, from the allegations. And I was like, maybe, careful, but... It surprised me. So
I guess it just it goes to show you that you can't really believe everything.
It changed media my said. I mean, we, perspective.
We knew that already, but I guess it's just a lesson for the world that you can't always believe what's.
Hey, we all thought something might have happened with her, but something might have happened with him. Actually, we don't know. I think we think we know celebrities. We like to think we know them because they give parts of themselves, but they might not even be giving real parts of themselves. They are human at the end of the day. Celebrity is just a label. It's not a real thing. More people just know who they are. That is the difference between me and Ariana Grande at the end of the day, is that more people know who she is, period. That's it. I mean, she has like 380 million Instagram followers. I think I have
She said 308.
Yeah, probably around that. I don't even know. Because she, I mean, I think she makes such great music. And I'm so wicked. Oh, my God. It's going to change my life. Both of them.
I know. I'm so excited for the soundtrack to go.
I've been telling Tatum she has to see the show live before she can watch the movie.
I think I'm
going to
go.
Because
I've never seen it live either.
Guys, let's go in the summer. Let's go.
We should.
Because if it's one thing is that, and it will piss me off, even though it shouldn't, is the people who are going to go see Wicked and then be like, Wicked is my life, but have no, the people who have
never seen the stage show
or never appreciated the stage show, let's say, because the tickets are, let's say, the tickets are expensive, so you haven't gone to a musical live, that's completely fine. We have to know our roots, we have to know our appreciation for Idina Menzel and for all
Kristen Chenoweth,
Adele Dazeem. for Kristen, like, I think the cast they have, like Cynthia, oh, she eats like she's gonna kill it. And then I think Ariana is gonna do, I think it's gonna do,
it's gonna
so
change
well
my life.
You guys, you just have to, if you can go, if you can find tickets that are affordable or just listen to the soundtracks, like I'm just so glad they're making it into a movie. But
I was like so shocked when they announced that they were splitting it into two parts. I was like,
that's actually crazy, because
I'm glad.
I mean, I understand why they're doing it.
I think it's a good decision.
They're definitely drawing.
I mean, they're definitely drawing out the plot.
Well, the musical's like maybe two and a half hours long. Actually, it's pretty long.
I feel like I don't want to say that they're gonna draw out like the plot. I feel like it's just because with a film, obviously, you can do so much more establishing than you can on stage. Because obviously, on stage, you're looking at one 100%. Single stage.
Yeah, but musicals, like, it's like
on the screen. Yeah, it's like you can build the world or build the scenes that they're talking about, make just one wall of a room into the entire room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just, I think establishing and like visually, that's probably what's going to take up the majority of the time.
Visually, it's going to be, well, I've already seen clips, whatever, masterpiece, absolutely masterpiece. And this is the one thing I think with the stage show that's important, or what I like love about the aesthetic, is that it's just, it's perfect. There's no other way to describe it other than the movie, from what I've seen in the trailers, hits nail right on the head of like the aesthetic of it, like the way that from stage to film, that is so hard to do, because you just make a set that's literally basically 2D in a way, like you're only making it in a certain direction, like there's never all four walls, like sometimes they're not even walls on a stage, like it's so, I do find the set design pretty interesting in general, but like the movie is just like, oh, it's perfect, just what I've seen from it. So I think like the establishing, they gotta spend time showing that, because I'm sure that cost them a lot of money to do.
I think it's big budget. Well, if I can actually, let me talk about him for a second, because I watched In the Heights recently. I almost said Into the Heights.
Into the Heights.
I had seen it like a year or two ago, half of it on a plane, and then the plane landed, and I had paused it right before something really sad happens. And the other day I was on Letterboxd and I made a list of like movies I haven't finished. So I would know some of these I'll come back to, some of these I probably won't. And that was my number one. And I was like, I need to finish it. So I sat down, watched it, because it was like 2.5 hours. It was really long. But hey,
what streaming service is
Miranda, it wasn't. So it was on the school website, Criterion.
I'm screaming.
Oh, you're
kidding.
They
had it. And I was like, get out. And I was, so I started watching it. Like, I watched Singing in the Rain yesterday. on the website. Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, anyway. You said it was funny. But, I didn't really realize it was...
Yeah, for 1952, it holds up pretty well. Guys. It was very funny. But yeah, In the Heights was... Visually, that was the standout for me, was the shots and everything. And I was like, this is the guy who's doing Wicked. Oh, my God. Because the way the numbers were all done, especially the musical numbers, oh, my God. Some of them had me in tears. Oh. I was like, the sheer scale of it, especially, like, the opening number of In the Heights, because it's really long.
I love the opening number.
Yes. It's so good, but it's like, oh, really so good.
It. I need to do
it's
that.
It's very fun. It's very entertaining.
Now you know where to find it.
Criterion.
Yeah, now you can watch it. And it's the same director. I didn't know he did Crazy Rich Asians either, which, fun fact.
Oh, my God. You didn't know that?
Haven't finished that one either.
You've never finished
again, John Chu. John Chu, love you. For some reason, I've seen both movies that I've seen of yours on a plane, and I'm sorry.
You never finished Crazy Rich Asians. That
I had 20 minutes left. I count it that I have because I've seen chunks of the ending, but I got to like the Mahjong scene, and then the plane landed, and I was like,
that's the scene that I did in Director's Performance.
I know. So now I've seen that, so I kind of count it. I kind of count it a little bit. John Chu, man.
Yeah, what a man. The man, the myth, the legend.
I think he's a great director. When he was announced, I knew he'd done In the Heights, and I was like, okay, and then I looked him up recently, and I was like, Crazy Rich Asians?
He's got...
The visuals.
A resume.
No, and I was thinking about, too, when I was watching Singin' in the Rain, because I knew that it was listed as the greatest musical of all time, which I was like, okay, well, I mean, it was 1952. Now that I've seen it, I get it. I get it a little.
Okay.
I don't know if it's my favorite. Close. It's not my favorite, but it was from the very beginning until the end. I was locked in.
Wow.
And I really, there was one number. I looked it up. If you look up the production of that movie, Debbie Reynolds said the two hardest things she's ever done in her life was giving birth and Singin' in the Rain, because they would have these intricate dance numbers that were like 10 minutes long. And there was one number called Make 'em Laugh. And it was with one of the leads from the movie, not Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole physical comedy. Mm. He is running around. He's pretending to run into things. He's falling. He's singing while he's doing it. I looked it up. It's like apparently like the kind of the master class in physical comedy. Watch it. Like, to everyone listening, go on YouTube, watch it. I was so impressed. To me, it was the standout of the movie. He was hospitalized for a couple days after filming it.
I think I heard about that.
Or like in a hospital bed or something. But I get it. I watched it.
This is what it feels like when I leave musical theater on Tuesday evenings. Thank you.
No, actually, for real, I have run into the wall myself personally.
What solos Megan are you guys doing?
We literally hit each other by accident because we're so close together. We currently both have solos in You Can't Stop the Beat, which has made me like the song more.
That's so great. Oh my god, Hairspray's my favorite, guys.
We're in like groups of like four for the solo, so you're not actually
so it's
solo,
like the four of us share the solo. Yeah.
Wait, what part are you guys doing?
So
I'm obsessed with Hairspray. This is
Tracy, thank you.
Penny.
Yes! And what's funny is
when I did Hairspray and I was Amber, I didn't have to do this song because I was like, the whole thing is like anti them.
Wait, Amber's
She's in at the very end, but like, yeah, not really. So like the whole dance, the whole song, I like barely have to do anyway. And I remember being so happy because I was like,
kicked back feet up.
Bro, this song is
it's hard, isn't it?
It is.
Oh my god, the lyrics alone.
It is literally just like a tongue twister, and you're also like going crazy. But one thing that I actually can't do is like thinking of the fact that we run around and have to sing. I'm like, this is crazy. I think back when I was in grade 7, I was in Beauty and the Beast, and shout out, I played LeFou. Don't even want to know.
Yes!
If anyone doesn't know who that is, it's Gaston's sidekick, the short guy with the big hair.
How do people not? Legend.
I had to jump on a trampoline during my song, and I sang.
During Gaston?
Yeah. I sang and jumped on a trampoline.
Why?
And I could do it. But then I'm like,
well, you were also like,
what, like
11.
Literally 12? Yeah, literally. But I remember thinking about that, being like, oh my god, she was crazy back then.
She was. She was booked.
My choreographer was crazy back then too. Love him.
Correct.
He said we're going above and beyond.
Big or home, and we're not going home.
We're not going home.
Oh my god, jumping on a trampoline and singing. I can't even like sing, period. Oh my god. You guys are so lucky. You guys are blessed. I wish
we
could sing.
Hey, man.
I humbled myself really hard when we were trying to practice our song in my house. We tried to practice Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now, and I started singing. I go, oh my god, no.
Oh my god, I was like, oh, I'm actually...
I couldn't hit a
note. I'm like, I sound really good when I sing along to the Broadway cast recording, but I don't.
For some reason, I feel like I can sing better in that room versus like in my own house.
Yeah, because I think the acoustics probably make it sound better in a studio versus in the house. Yeah,
I just, like, get myself ready to go. Like, I just, like, actually, like, during an audition, I'll be so nervous, but the second I sing, it's, like, fine, and I can hit a note that I've actually never hit before because I'm, like, for some reason locked in. But if I'm not locked in before, that was also so overdramatic.
Yeah, if I'm not, like, committed.
I definitely have been able to hit the note before, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I'll do it so much better, like, and I'll just be, like, where did that come from?
It's adrenaline. Also the stress, kind of course.
The stress, that's my adrenaline.
Are you guys going to get to, like, present it? Like, will I be able to come watch it?
See, I don't know.
I would like to watch.
How that's going to work yet.
We're supposed to have a showcase, but it's, like, in the room, and the room is tiny, and we can't even all fit in the room. But yes, technically, in theory, you can come.
Yes!
You can't record.
I will be lip syncing along.
We told Meg and I decided that when you come in, we're taking your phone away so you
can't record.
I'm not gonna.
No,
don't worry. I won't
record.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, nothing
is
gonna be allowed.
It's so humbling watching those dance
on
recordings.
Film.
So humbling.
No, that's okay, dude. If you guys say you don't want to be recorded, I won't record you. That's. I'm there to watch you guys. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
She's like, I'm ready to be immersed. She's like, I'm in the theater. I need to be ready.
I love theater. I just want to. Oh, I wish I could act and sing and dance, and unfortunately I don't have any of those skills.
I can
theater.
Only sing somewhat. I cannot dance.
Yeah, I can't
acting
dance.
Okay,
acting,
yeah, you, well, actually, you know what,
you,
I'm gonna take back my acting
Tatum.
Thing, we're all good actors.
Yeah,
let me take that back.
Great in directors and performance.
No,
okay,
we can all act.
Tatum
guys,
slayed
no.
at a Juno scene.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Come on,
she,
your pregnancy walk was 10 out of 10.
Best pregnant teen I've ever seen. Oh my god, it was so good.
Thanks. I,
no,
I,
but like your walk, like literally
believable.
I remember I was like, damn, that's great.
No, that was really good.
I will take back my acting thing that I said, because I do love acting. I can't dance. I can't sing.
I can't,
but that's
I
it.
Can't dance.
Isn't the Oscars on Sunday?
Yeah.
Speaking
this
of
weekend?
I'm recording them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Happy International Women's Day, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Happy
Yay!
International Women's Day.
Yay. That's so exciting.
Come on, Team Women.
Oscars.
Yeah, we're recording on
no
March 8th.
I'm actually watching right now is I today because Anatomy of a Fall is on Prime. Guys, it's so good. I mean, I
about?
Think I knew that. So basically, it's in like English, French, and German, like a little bit of German, but it's a French film. Okay. It's very interesting. So it's about a woman, Sandra, her husband is found dead outside their house. It looks like he's fallen from like the attic of their house. But with further inspection, they realized, I don't think it was an accident. I think he might have been pushed on purpose. So they're trying
sabotage?
To figure out. So here's Drama. The tea. Here's the tea about the case. She was the only one home and the only witness, the first witness and only witness to find him was their son, who's blind, and their dog. They also have a dog. But
the dog called the police.
Did you guys hear? If you guys didn't hear, the dog, because the dog went to like the Oscars luncheon and everyone loved the dog, and then the studios don't want to invite the dog because they're worried that the dog is getting them attention that's going to win them awards. And I'm like, so you're threatened by a dog.
You're threatened by a dog.
The dog went to the Oscars luncheon.
No,
that's so awesome.
Have you seen the videos? Everybody's lined up to like pet the dog.
No, I heard great
guys,
things about
the
dog.
Dog
I heard
is
the
a
dog
star.
Is the star of the movie. What are our
predictions?
And Barbie. Then,
yeah,
and that's
too much
and
time.
That's it.
Let's just guess best
picture.
Yeah.
What is everybody?
I think it's going to be Oppenheimer.
I also think it's going to be Oppenheimer.
But because it's Women's
pick,
Day,
yeah.
Barbie, please pull through.
I believe Barbie's
gonna, Barbie or Past
I think
Lives.
Barbie's going to win the best adapted. Actually, what else is in that category? Best adapted screenplay is American Fiction, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest. Wait,
oh,
not
you know
Barbie?
What? I see.
It's the wrong category.
No, it is. I see.
Oh, it's just not done.
I see Poor Things or American Fiction winning.
Oh, sorry, and Barbie.
I've seen Poor Things.
For,
I have not seen American
for
Fiction.
The
I'd like Barbie
adapted.
To win. I'd like Barbie to win, but I hope.
Okay, I want Barbie to
sure.
win best like hair, makeup, or like set.
It wasn't nominated.
But set design
for hair
wasn't
and makeup.
It production design. Oh yeah, it wasn't nominated for
yeah,
hair and makeup.
Yeah, I think so.
For production design, whatever that one's called. I want them to win that one.
What a week it has been. in pop culture.
We really just covered the day, actually.
We did, actually.
what a day it's been.
Well, girly pops.
Have a terrific week. We will see you next week.
Our episodes come out every Friday on Spirit Live.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, friends.
See you guys later.